Time now for today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report. I'm Paul Gatling. J.B. Hunt reported earnings for both the fourth quarter and 2020 earlier this week. In the earnings conference call, CEO John Roberts joked with reporters, 2020, we will bid you farewell and good riddance. That's a shot at the COVID-19 pandemic, of course. All kidding aside, Roberts said the company is excited to head into 2021 with some momentum. J.B. Hunt ended the year with better-than-expected net income in the fourth quarter and revenue growth of 12% from a year ago at $2.74 billion. For the year, revenue totaled $9.64 billion, up 5% from a year ago and higher than the forecast by analysts. The company attributed fourth quarter revenue growth to gains in the brokerage and trucking segments. A quick update on J.B. Hunt's COVID costs. The company says it continues to offer paid time off to its employees who are quarantined due to COVID concerns. Chief Financial Officer John Kulo says COVID-19 specific costs totaled approximately $5 million in the fourth quarter, for a total of roughly $34 million year to date. Kim Souza has a further breakdown and analysis of J.B. Hunt's fourth quarter earnings call this week, and you can find that at nwabusinessjournal.com. There's more to come after the break on today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has used its knowledge and compassion to create healthcare solutions for individuals and businesses. More information at ArkansasBlueCross.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. First Security, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This year's Talk Business and Politics annual State of the State Executive Roundtable participants are ready for a new start in 2021. In a recent discussion, Roby Brock hosted AT&T Arkansas President and Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce Chairman Ronnie Dedman. Adam Rutledge, the Northwest Arkansas Market President for First Security Bank, and Molly Monroe, Executive Vice President at Monroe & Company. With backgrounds in telecommunications, banking, and manufacturing, their insights offered a variety of opinions.
Ronnie, I'm going to come to you first. Assess 2020 for me from a business perspective. It was a trying time for a lot of businesses. It was a boom time for some other businesses. What was it for yours?
From AT&T's perspective, I would say that it was, of course, an interesting year, and a year that was filled with a lot of challenges. For us, we had made significant investments here in Arkansas, in our network, and across the country. We spent about $650 million upgrading our wireline and our wireless network. And I think last year in 2020, that it actually paid off. Last year, if you look at the way things sort of rolled out, people started, of course, working from home and virtually folks were being educated for virtually as well. So we saw significant increases, about 25% increases in our wireless traffic on our network, and then other increases in our network. So as I said, I think our investment really, really paid off. And also from our perspective, last year we were able to launch our next generation wireless service, our 5G service, in many markets here in Arkansas. And of course, with the 5G service comes increased speeds that allows people to do things or have more enhancements with their service, and allows them to become more flexible. Now, from a, I guess from a chamber perspective, I can speak to that as well. Chamber and the chamber staff were able to pivot, so to speak, and became very innovative in their approach to their business, and became a resource, a valuable resource for businesses here in Central Arkansas. I will tell you that in spite of the pandemic and with some pretty significant partnerships with between the chamber, the governor, county judge, and the mayor, we were in Central Arkansas able to surpass some 3-year goals that we had established for job announcement and capital investment in 1 year. Last year, we announced about 2,300 jobs here in Central Arkansas and about a $250 million capital investment. And all those things were, I think, pretty significant.
Yeah, let me pick up a thread with you here on that right there, because a lot of those were Amazon jobs in terms of the investment there, which we saw so much happening with delivery and whatnot. I want to bounce up to Adam and just say, give me your perspective, Adam, on how it was for First Security Bank in that Northwest Arkansas region that you see over, and then also just statewide, what did the bank see?
Yeah, it was 2020 was definitely a different year. Ronnie used the word interesting, and I'm going to start by just saying different. First of all, we closed our lobbies early on, and they're still closed today. We really enjoy, as a community bank, being face-to-face with our customers. So it's made for a different way of going about servicing our customer. Fortunately, we have a great staff that's pivoted, and we really have been surprised how little disruption with our lobbies closed, that we've still been able to take care of our customers and our customers' financial needs. That being said, as it relates to just bank and performance, with the stimulus and the PPP and, our governor, doing his best to keep our economy open here locally and in the state with some limitations, for the most part, our customers have fared fairly well. And when our customers succeed, generally, we get to see and enjoy that success there along with them. However, there's definitely some industries and sectors that, are obvious struggles due to the pandemic, with hospitality, restaurant, bar. There's definitely some supply chain issues that are affecting businesses' inventories. And, so there's definitely some sectors in there that have had some struggles, and we've just tried to come alongside them and, help them where we can. But 2020 has been a different year. But all in all, I would say we ended 20 not as bad as we thought it might look when the pandemic first hit in the end of the first quarter.
Good discussion there with Roby Brock and Ronnie Dedman and Adam Rutledge. We did not hear from Molly Monroe of Monroe & Company. That's a footwear manufacturer in Hot Springs. But you can watch the entire interview with our roundtable participants online at talkbusiness.net. In other news this week, Grand Savings Bank is making moves to potentially grow its footprint in Bentonville. The Oklahoma-based lender paid $1.6 million for a vacant commercial building at the corner of Arkansas Highway 72 and Moberly Lane. White Oak Station convenience store and gas station and First Security Bank were the most recent tenants of that building. Natalie Bartholomew, who's Grand Savings Chief Administrative Officer, said there are no specific development plans for the building right now, only that it represented a, quote, great opportunity for future growth in the Bentonville market. Grand Savings Bank has a Bentonville branch about 4 miles to the west, also on Highway 72, and operates 9 of its 12 bank branches in Northwest Arkansas and Fort Smith. The company is getting ready to open a new Fayetteville branch inside the former AQ Chicken House restaurant on College Avenue. After several months of renovations, that new office is scheduled to open February 1st. For that story and more, visit us on the web at nwabusinessjournal.com, and you can also follow our headlines on social media at both Facebook and Twitter. And that is today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.